Welcome on in, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us on the phone lines. Rhea joins us at 11. We get a Phillies clinch of the bye last night, and now we see if it becomes whole fan advantage. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I have a lot of thoughts in my head this morning, but the first thought is check on your people down south because Hurricane Helene.
I believe it's Helene.
Yeah, it's got power out down there and everything, and it's the rain is starting to come back in. So just make sure you're checking your people in the south.
Well, we wish everyone the best. I don't think this is going to affect the game Sunday, but obviously it could affect, you know, the people in the air, which is most important, and maybe some travel for the Eagles. But we hope everyone is it's okay and it passes quickly here. Hugh, it's a lot of discussion on the station this week about Nick Sirianni, about Jalen Hurts. Yesterday, we were going back and forth about who's the bigger concern moving forward.
This the long talk.
It's a lot of long talk.
A long talk yesterday.
So
man.
This morning, though, I didn't hear a long talk, but I heard something really interesting. Jason Kelce was on, right? Every Thursday morning, he's here with the morning show. And it was it's always enjoyable to hear Jason talking here about the team, and specifically this morning, Jalen Hurts. And Hugh, Jason Kelce said something this morning that really caught my attention. And I think you probably agree with what he said, but I'm driving in today and I heard Jason say that he believes Jalen Hurts is getting better. He's playing better. Say he's in a really good spot right now. And it was just the phrase and the word, he's getting better, because
it was not triggering, but it just made you like,
Exactly. Because I look at it and I say, I don't see that. Now, I don't think, again, I'm going to make it clear. I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. He's an above average quarterback. I like Jalen Hurts. But I view it as 2 years ago, he was a top five quarterback in the NFL. And then he slipped back to, you know, whatever he was last year. Let's say like the 15th or 13th best quarterback. And I'm watching him this year, and I feel like he's in that range again, where he's above average. He's good. He's done some good things. But I don't feel like he's playing like a top of the NFL quarterback, whether that's top five or whatever. So to me, I can't wrap my mind around how he's getting better. Hugh, I know you agree with Jason's sentiment. So why do you think is he getting better?
Well, you know, Joe, that's why I'm here, because it's okay to feel the way that you feel, because when a lot of people grade their quarterbacks, that's one of the first stats that they go to is the interceptions.
Right, of course.
Turn it over the ball. And, you know, you talk about the stat line where they talk about, you know, the plus-minus turnover ratio and things like that. And most times, if you're on the negative side of that, you don't really win football games, but Jalen has. I look at it like this. Jalen, in his first few years as a quarterback, and I think Ike alluded to this a little bit yesterday, he didn't throw the ball as much. So much so, the year I think that we went to the Super Bowl, his passing attempts were about the same as Marcus Mariota's. And that's the stat that I would like to point to every time I talked about Jalen. And the biggest difference was between Marcus Mariota in that year and Jalen Hurts was that Jalen had a winning record. And Marcus Mariota didn't. And he just looked horrible throwing the football. But when you look at the attempts, he was right around 20 to 24 attempts a game, something like that. It was low. It wasn't that high. And I think going into this season and even the last year, they're starting to take more chances with Jalen throwing the football. And I think that what comes with that is the turnovers. Obviously, you know, you're throwing the ball a little bit more. But he's making better decisions as a quarterback, and they feel more comfortable with him in the pocket. The one thing that I feel like people, when they talk about Jalen, that they can't move away from is the fact that he's a running quarterback. You're not going to win like that on a regular basis. And we've seen running quarterbacks that their time in the NFL has been cut short because they like to run.
Of course.
I like the fact that Jalen still has that aspect in his game. But at the end of the day, Joe, you have to be able to throw the football. Now, he's made some bad decisions up to this point. But I think as far as the small body work that we have for him, he's been a much better passer.
See, I don't see it the same way. 215-592-9494. So you said his decision, you know, he's made some good decisions, but he's also made some bad ones.
Yeah.
And he's been reckless with the football. Here's what I see. Like, can he make all the throws? Can he make all the plays? Yeah, and he's made some big ones. Like, he had the game-winning drive to help beat the Saints last week. He's done some really nice things the first 3 weeks of the season. And by no means do I think he's played poorly. But it's very hard for me to say he's getting better when here's what I see. Let's just go from 2022 to now, right? His best season, his peak, the second in the MVP voting, Super Bowl appearance to now. Year by year, his interceptions have gotten more or worse, however you want to say, right? His interception percentage keeps growing. That's not good. His yards per completion is going down. So he's creating less explosive plays, turning the football over more. His passer rating has gone from 101.5 to 89.1 to 85.9. His sack percentage is going up. So he's taking more sacks by percentage. He's throwing more picks by percentage. His passer rating is going down. And he's completing, in terms of explosive plays, less. Like, they just yards per catch or completion less. It's not like the ball's going down the field. It's just hard for me to wrap my mind that he's getting better. Now, maybe 6 weeks from now, Hugh, as he's more into Kellen Moore's offense, maybe he will. Maybe I'm just missing. I don't know. 215-592-9494. Because it caught me. Because you said it yesterday, and I was thinking about it, that he is, even though the numbers aren't there, he's getting better. And Jason said it today. So, like, you're saying it, Jason's saying it. Maybe I'm missing it, because it looks to me, at least statistically, he's getting worse.
Well, look at it like this. And again, I understand where you're coming from, but look at it like this. As a defender, because this is how I look at it. The first year when Jalen jumped out there and he came on like gangbusters, it's because there was really not a book on Jalen. So, you know, we ran the RPO. I saw a lot of plays on SportsCenter, because at that time I was in Atlanta. For the most part of that season, I was in Atlanta.
Sure.
And I saw a lot of over-the-top plays.
They did.
I saw a lot of plays down the field. Because at that point, Joe, teams were still trying to figure out what Jalen Hurts was, because the RPO factored in big with that team.
They had everyone off balance.
Yes. So you're playing against a young mobile quarterback that has the ability to take it to the house at any given point on the field. So fast forward. That was the first year when he did that. So fast forward. Now teams know that. And the thing that I remember about my defensive coordinator is when we went into games, Spade, we're playing against Michael Vick. The one thing that we did not want Michael Vick to do was beat us with his legs. We knew he wasn't that great throwing the football. So we made him throw the football. So that's what Jalen Hurts was going through the second year in the season. And that's why when you heard Todd Bowles' defenders talk about how, you know, Jalen's not that good, he can't read defense and stuff like that, that's the evolution of a young quarterback. And initially, he was that guy. He was that guy that Todd Bowles thought he was, and they were able to beat him. But now he's in a position where, you know, they're taking away the RPO. You see, they still, to this day, they don't want him to run the ball, because RPO is not hidden like it once did, even with the fact that we do have Saquon Barkley. The thing that Jalen has to get past right now, and he's starting to do it, is last year the knock was, can't stop the blitz.
And he's gotten better.
He's gotten better at the blitz.
They as a team have, and he has. He's been better at that.
And let me tell you one thing, that if you watched the game last Sunday, did you notice that early on, the Saints were blitzing the heck out of him early on. And when Jalen beat him for a couple of plays, they stopped doing it as much.
It was actually, Covey was the hot route on one of them.
Yes,
yeah.
They started being more strategic. So that's where his growth has become. Now, Jalen's in that phase of quarterbacking where you have to take what the defense gives you. And that's what he's been doing. The explosive players are going to come back, Joe, but you have to work in that gray area a little bit and allow teams to realize that he can make those tough contested throws down across the middle and things like that. That allows him to get those deep plays.
215-592-9494. To be clear, I mean, I think Jalen's gotten way better from when he first got in the league, and even 2021. I mean, he's grown leaps and bounds from that version of himself. I'm just looking at it from the year he emerged as a star, 2022, to now. Jason said he's getting better. Hugh thinks he's getting better. I don't see that. I see a guy that's either the same or, in a lot of ways, he's become more reckless, and it's hurt his numbers here. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Jalen Hurts is getting better? Which is the objective, right? We want every player to get better. And certainly a fifth-year quarterback, that's the hope, that he gets better a little bit every single year, you know, for the next 3, 4, 5 years of his career into his 30s. Like, that's the hope, that he gets better every year. Do you believe Jalen Hurts is actually getting better? I don't. Hugh does. Your phone call is coming up. 215-592-9494. We'll get your take here, and we'll let you hear the full cut of what Jason Kelce said this morning about Jalen, about what he assesses from his play so far this season, and why he believes Jalen Hurts is getting better. That's next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You have to be concerned about Hurts. I mean, you just do. I mean, he's just making too many mistakes. He's just making too many mistakes. And it's going to be very hard to keep winning if he's going to keep making mistakes the way he's making them. Do you realize I mean, we've all talked endlessly about how giveaway, takeaway, turnover ratio, how that is the biggest single indicator of wins and losses in the NFL. It just is. I mean, that's the game today. Do you realize the last time, you know how far back you have to go for the last game when the Eagles came out on the plus of giveaway, takeaway?
How far back?
Kansas City last year.
That's brutal.
That's crazy.
11, it's been 11 games since you won giveaway, takeaway. You didn't even win it yesterday.
Yeah, it's a long time. The voice of Ray Dittinger there with the morning show. I'll give you another stat. The last time the Eagles had a winning record through 3 weeks, despite losing the turnover battle all three games, was 2012. That season ended up at 4-12. So they have to, we all know it. They have to stop turning the football over, specifically the quarterback. 215-592-9494. All right, so this morning, unless I'm driving in, and Jason Kelsey's on. It's always great to have Kelsey in the studio with the morning team on Thursdays from 7:30 to 8:30, which is like right in the crux of my drive. So I'm listening to Jason Kelsey. And he was asked about Jalen Hurts, which is obviously going to be a big topic this season. What does he think about how Hurts has played? And he agreed with Hugh that Jalen is getting better. Here's Jason this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think Jalen's a really good quarterback. He's among the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I think that he's, if you look at his win percentage, he's far and away over the past three seasons one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, last year, there was some issues. Turnover started creeping up in the second half of the season. We really struggled. And that's not only Jalen, that's everybody included on the offense and defense. But I think that he's looked a lot better this year. I think that they're showing a lot more promise. He looks more comfortable. He's handling the blitz much better. There has been clear development in all of these weaker areas. And I expect the turnovers to get corrected. And I thought the end of last game didn't end in an interception, which I really liked. I think that there are far worse quarterback problems to have. Jalen Hurts isn't a quarterback problem. He's a fantastic player, and he's getting better. And I think the biggest thing you want to see with players is how do they respond to adversity. Last year was really the biggest form of adversity that Jalen has had to this point of his career, coming out of a Super Bowl run and all of us struggling, but including him down the stretch.
So I agree with some of the things Jason said there. Specifically, I don't think Jalen is a problem by any means. I mean, he's a good player, and he's good. I mean, let's be real, right? There's a lot of bad quarterbacks in the NFL. Jalen Hurts is not that. But it does. I hear him say it, that he's getting better. And, Hugh, I just keep going back to he has six turnovers in three games. That's the one part that isn't getting better, right? Maybe the completion percentage is higher. It looks he's way better against the blitz so far this season. Maybe it feels like he's in more command and he's confident. But those six turnovers.
Yeah, you can't. That's something that you can't look past.
I can't.
But for me, picking up the blitz a lot better, seeing the field a lot better. Got to take care of the football a little bit better. It's not a loaf of bread. It's a baby. Look at it like it's a baby. Cradle that baby. Make sure you keep that baby comfortable, and no harm comes to the baby.
You do not drop the baby on the Superdome turf. You can't do that.
Do not drop the baby. You can, like a loaf of bread. You know, you carry a loaf of bread. You drop that, pick it up, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't do it, but you don't do the baby like that. You gotta remember that. But I think his decision making at times has been good. And the thing that Jason said that really jumps out to me is that a lot of times you see young quarterbacks, and I'm just using this as an example because of the adversity that he's facing right now. Now, this does not mean that he's going to be bad his whole career, but right now he's in the valley. Bryce Young, like when he rolled out, it was before he got benched. He had a play, and I'm pretty sure everybody's seen it. Where he rolled out, like he was, and he waved the receiver down the field like he was about to launch it and took a sack.
He got crushed, yeah.
He got crushed on that play. And you look at that, and everybody can see that was a bad decision. That was a bad decision. Jalen's not doing that. And the thing that jumps out to me about Jalen is the adversity. He has overcome that because he didn't play as good in the first half as he did in the second half.
That's
a huge indicator.
Fourth quarter, Joe. He was good on Sunday.
That's a huge indicator.
Last drive. I mean, I give him credit. He made the check. He saw a man, got it, ran across. Obviously, the defenders ran into each other, and they made a big play. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Because, really, this is the whole thing. It's not about what is he. Is he getting better, right? Like I always think in sports, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. I think it's pretty rare you stay exactly the same. You're getting better or you're getting worse. And we need him to get better off where he was last year. Is he getting better? Let's go to the phone lines here. Paul in Chester County. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going? How are you guys doing today?
Good, Paul.
Hey, Paul. What's
up, buddy?
On?
What are you thinking?
Hey, man, I think he's improving, but not improving enough for us. We want to see him take that giant leap that he becomes the superstar quarterback.
He's already that.
He's a superstar?
He's already a superstar quarterback.
Superstar?
Okay, let me do me a favor. Since y'all don't think he's a superstar.
I don't think he's a superstar.
Go turn on the commercials tonight and see who's on them.
Well, that doesn't matter to me as much.
I mean, it doesn't matter to you, but it matters to people that are paying him money.
He
is a superstar.
But I want him to play like a superstar.
No,
or
and
play,
I think
play
he
like
will.
A star. I don't even need superstar. Paul, I need him to play like a star quarterback, and right now he's playing like a pretty good quarterback.
Well, he's a star. He has his moments. He's a star. He did some good stuff, son. He did some stuff that
he
we should
have
been
proud of. Well, sure he did. I mean, he let a game-winning drive. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
But I'm just the type of fan I am. I'm not the fan that's going to rag on a guy. These guys are professional athletes. You're a professional athlete. You have a job that millions of people want and can't get. I'm not that guy going to sit in the chair and tell you I played high school football, did. No, I don't, and I hate when guys get on to do it. But I like when you say stuff, when you give your point. You know, most of the time I agree, sometimes I don't, but that's what I think, that's the kind of fan I am. If I'm an Eagles fan, I'm an Eagles fan. I'm not a fair weather fan. I'm the fan that every year at the beginning of the season, I say they're going to win the Super Bowl. That's the kind of fan I am.
Optimistic. Yeah, hopeful.
Very optimistic. Yeah, and nothing wrong with that.
And I think a lot of people like to be like that. Paul, we appreciate it. I think that another point, Ben, to go off what you just said, Paul, and we appreciate your phone call. Because sometimes people get frustrated at me because I was a big Jalen fan when he first got to the league, and mm-hmm. I wanted him to play. And I saw something that he could be really good. And I thought in 2020, there was a whole thing here after 2021 that they should go get Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. And
good
I didn't
luck.
Want...
I'm glad you didn't do either one of those.
I didn't want any of those guys. I wanted to stick with Jalen. Aaron Rodgers also was in play. I wanted Jalen Hurts to be the quarterback. But I want more than Jalen Hurts like being a Jalen Hurts guy. I want the Eagles to win. Like that's the whole point to me. And I need him to play. I need him to get better for them to win the Super Bowl.
I think that's where everybody's coming from. But I think as fans, we tend to forget that this is a process.
That's fair. It is.
This is a process. And the guy that starts the season... It, just because he's starting the season this way doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to end up this way. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are on a rough patch right now. Even though they're winning.
I mean, they're 3-0. Yeah.
They are 3-0, but he's thrown a lot of picks. And even last year, they had some hiccups. And the year before that, if I'm not mistaken, they had a few hiccups as the season progressed. But as it got better, as it got older, as the season matured, they started to play better. This is not the team that we see right now. It's not the team that is going to be in December. Now, we've seen glimpses of greatness. Like, we've seen flashes. I look at Jalen the same way that I look at a Bryce Huff or I look at that defense and the way that they play Sunday. This just for us might take a little bit longer for Jalen to get to where we want him to be. But I think he's on the right track. And I think that's how that's how I choose to look at it.
Yeah, I guess it's hard for me to say that until I start seeing the turnovers go away. Kyle, where do you come down on Jalen as we're in year five of the career, mm-hmm. year one of Kellen Moore, and we're trying to figure out, is he actually getting better at this stage?
So, like, I guess what I'm going to say is probably going to sound waffly, but I feel like I'm trying to thread the needle here mm-hmm. between two things that I think. Do I think that he is good enough for the Eagles to win a Super Bowl playing like this? I don't. I don't believe that. I think he needs to clean up turnovers and a few other things, holding on to the ball too long, stuff like that. But I guess when I think about your question, I'm thinking about the way that he seemed to be trending at the end of last year, and he seemed to be trending towards utter disaster. Mm. Like the safety that he took in the Tampa Bay game.
That's fair.
Some of those brutal, like I think he had like a 40% completion percentage in the Giants game at the end of the year. Like, he was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do see improvements in a lot of those areas this year to where, I mean, the blitz stuff, we don't even talk about that anymore because he's gotten a lot better at it. He's completing, I think, like 70% of his passes this year. He's 76% completion percentage the last two games. The turnovers, yeah, like there's no excuse for those. I don't care whose fault is what. Because the ball's being turned over. It's being given to the other team.
Well, especially the fumble. Like the fumble on Sunday. On the break, you and I were talking about the interception. You could talk about, did Devontae run not a crisp route? The fumble, he fumbled.
Yeah, correct.
That's on him.
Correct. And we don't do that for every other quarterback where we're looking at whose fault is what. So, like, we don't really have a baseline there. The turnovers have to be cleaned up. But I do see a quarterback that seems to be more in control of the offense. He's spreading the ball around. He's throwing the ball accurately. He's just occasionally making a bad decision, which, again, I don't think is good enough. But he also looks better as a runner this year. So I think the arrow for Jalen Hurts is pointing more upward than it is, you know, staying flat or the same at this point.
Yeah, and to your point on the blitz stuff. So here's Jalen Hurts' completion percentage, Hugh, against the blitz this year. 71.4 against the blitz. Last year was 60.5. That is a major difference.
Last year didn't look like he had a clue. He had a clue.
You know what? A big test is coming this week, too.
They're coming after Jalen.
Todd Bowles has had his number in the NFL. I mean, yes. I know he beat him, what, last year around this time of the year? They went down to Tampa and won. But in general, Todd Bowles has had Jalen's number. So this is going to be a big test this week. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing this morning?
What's
up, Will? What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, listen, man. This is my thing with Jalen. Just start taking accountability and the rest of the teammates. See, a lot of times, we got to look ourselves in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm the problem, but I'm also the solution. You know what I'm saying? So whatever he needs to work on and get better at, understand that it's a problem, but you could solve it by, you know, putting the work in, practicing more. But the whole thing is, now that I wanted to talk about that play that Sirianni called last week.
Right? The run to Saquon on fourth down instead of the field goal?
Right. Yeah. That would have been a good play, but it was at the wrong moment, number one. Number two, they didn't disguise it. They should have fought. If they'd have had the same formation as the tush push, they probably would have got him. But when they saw Goddard line up on the line, that's when they knew it wasn't going to be a tush push.
Yeah, they weren't fooled at all from that play. Yeah.
Right. And last thing, man, Jalen has overcome a lot of things, right? And we don't give him the credit. I would like to see all them quarterbacks that we consider elite quarterbacks to go through and continuously prove themselves with all these different offensive coordinators he had to go through, different teammates, different adjustments he had to make. I would like to see all them elite quarterbacks do them things that Jalen has done. He's going to be good this season. His decision making, yes, he has to improve on, but I think More likely his timing also. He got to get his timing down a little bit better. And this Sunday, we're going to show that, listen, we got four players out, four of our best players, and we still going to run through these guys and, you know, let people know that we're not nothing to mess with.
Well, I hope you're right, and Will, we appreciate the phone call. All right, so two things off of what Will said there. One, he mentioned that Jalen's had to overcome a lot of things, right, like different coordinators and whatnot. He also has had a lot of talent around him. I mean, can we be fair? I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't he's not swimming upstream here. He's got Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. I know those guys are banged up right now, and I don't know if they're going to play on Sunday. But his whole career, he's had talent. I mean, in college, he had CeeDee Lamb playing receiver for him at Oklahoma. He had Waddle and Smith and all these NFL players at Alabama. It's not like he's been dragging along all these talentless players. As far as the accountability thing, I feel like Jalen has been better this year with accountability. Here's what he said after the game Sunday about the turnovers.
Obviously, I got to do a better job of protecting the ball. I trust my guys to make plays, but I got to be better with that. You know, and the fumble is unacceptable in that, regardless of the circumstances. And so I own all of those things, and I'll learn from it, you know, and I'll continue to be the best I can for my team.
I feel like that's accountability, Hugh. I mean,
he is. He's being accountable. I mean, like, listen, it's some cats, you sit up there, you hear them talk, and they talk about everything else about what they did and how it affected what they did affected the team. So I think he's being accountable for his actions.
Well, the quarterback here before him every week would say, yeah, just, you know, I'm playing my game. You know, I'm trying to make a play like that. The one thing about Jalen in terms of accountability, he does often say, what does he say? Like either you win or you learn.
You win or you learn.
Yeah, when I need you to learn to stop throwing the ball, you know, late into coverage. Like we've done it enough now that we should stop doing that. Jeff in Wilmington, what's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What are you thinking?
So, I'm kind of like Kyle. Like, he has improved over last year with the way picking up defenses and just distributing the ball better. If he would cut out the turnovers, man, I don't even think we would be talking about whether he's improved or not improved. You know what I mean?
I agree. Like, well, because it would change everything. I mean, if you take the turnovers out, because his completion percentage is up, he's better against the blitz, it would change his passer rating. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of this, there's a lot of things that go into being what he's become, mainly different coordinators, You know, when he got drafted, nobody thought he was going to be this. No one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if the Eagles did. So he had that really great season in 2022, and then that seems to be the bar that's got to be reached every single year. And it takes a team effort to get back to that level. Now, whether or not he's improved on reading defenses, I'm sure he has, because we can't say that he couldn't read defenses last year, but this year it may be the offense or the line are reading defenses better. You know what I mean? Like, you can't blame him, but then not give him credit for when it goes well. So that seems to be a thing too with some fans.
Jeff, I agree with that. I think he has gotten better at reading stuff. It's just, yeah, I feel like he's forcing it. That's where the turnovers are coming from. It's not that he's not seeing it. It's like if he's getting to it a little late and then he's throwing the ball in. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, the other part about this, and you've seen a lot of quarterbacks, you played against a lot, you've seen a lot. Like, it's not always the trajectory just goes up. It's like a roller coaster. Josh Allen, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, kind of broke out, right?
Yeah.
And then he kind of went down a little bit the last 2 years. It feels like he's come back up again.
Well, he's off to the best start of his career right now, because you're talking about, like, it's funny that you bring him up, because I looked up his stats over the years. Like, Josh has thrown like 78 picks in his career. He's thrown for a lot of yards, but there was a lot of times where, you know, he put the ball in harm's way, and I think that comes with being a quarterback.
But it feels like it's changed now for him.
This year it feels like it's changed for him.
If I remember last year, towards the end, he didn't throw many picks. Like, it feels like he's on – this is the best I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, and that's because – I think part of that is because they're still throwing the ball a lot, but they're a much more balanced team. And I think that with the run working as well as it has been for him, James Cook has been balling for them this year, that teams are playing, they're more run heavy, and that allows for the pass to be there. See, this is all about balance, and I think right now Jalen's trying to find that balance, because we've seen a lot of times in these games, when I think back on the games that I've seen the last three, and I think about them, we're a pass-centric team, and a lot of times I feel like we go into the game and we don't get Saquon involved early enough to allow some of that passing that we love to do work better.
What was it? Did he only have 5 carries at the half on Sunday?
Yeah, something like
now,
that.
He ended up with a good amount, but it started off less.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where, in order, like, I feel like you have to establish what you're trying to do early on. Like, we know Saquon can run the ball. We know he's a good runner. No question about that. He needs to be involved in offense a lot early. And then that opens up the passing lanes for us a lot more, because he's a threat running the football. When you go out in the game, and I never understood this, when you have a running back of that caliber and you go out in the game, you're trying to set up plays or hit plays down the field, and you haven't established anything during the course of that game, kind of puts your offense – it's just weird to me. It's just weird to see teams do that.
Yeah, you know, and with him, I mean, he's been so good so far this year, and you never know when he's going to break one. I mean, he's broken two huge runs that have changed games here. Anthony in Irvington. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
What's up, Anthony?
Man?
What are you thinking today?
Hey, man, Jalen, I give him credit. He's reading defenses a lot better, but come on, man. How long has he been playing quarterback? He should know how to do that.
He's been playing a long time. I mean, back to college, so now, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but Anthony,
come on, man.
Josh Allen been playing a long time too, and he's just not figuring it out. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but that's not always the case for quarterbacks. It takes them a while. Some quarterbacks, it takes a while.
That's fair, but even with Josh Allen, when he was throwing picks, there was a lot of production. There was 40 touchdowns to 18 picks. We don't get that with Jalen.
We don't get that with Jalen, man. Jalen, I believe he could turn things around. Jalen just needs to be coached real hard, man. We are really missing Shane Steichen, man. Shane Steichen was the best thing that ever happened to Jalen. Probably the best thing that happened to us, man. We need Shane Steichen.
Well, it's gonna be hard to get him back. Hard, I don't know if we can get him back. It's gonna be kind of challenging to do that. I'd love him back, Anthony.
Money.
How are we gonna get him at Indianapolis?
No, I'm just talking about it.
Hey, man, yeah, Saquon only having 5 carries going into the half. Like you, I get what you're saying. We have to establish things early. I'm going to give you a bad analogy. It's like dating. If you meet a woman and your wallet is always open, you always handing out, giving her money, that's what she's going to expect throughout the course of the relationship. You can't just switch it on and out.
Yeah. That's not a bad analogy.
That's not a great analogy. I'm sorry.
That's a pretty good analogy. You can't date with your wallet open. That might be a Daily Douglas.
Yeah, you're speaking of Hugh's heart right there.
That might be a Daily Douglas.
Yeah, man. You buy your nice things, you meet her, you take her out. She's going to expect that all the time, man. But this is not like, do you love me or do you want my money? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. That's a good analogy, though.
Well, and he's their best player, right? And this Sunday is going to be, Anthony, we appreciate the call. This Sunday will be interesting if they don't have Devontae or AJ, you know, because, you know, it's obviously their best player is going to be Saquon Barkley. Look, I know we're looking for improvement off of last year, and we're seeing some of that, but I'm looking for him to be more towards the level he was 2 years ago, and I'm not there. Like, the turnovers need to stop, and they got to start stopping Sunday.
Well, look at it like this, Joe. The player that he was 2 years ago, if this could help you out a little bit, was a player that was not trusted to throw the football as much as you need to be successful.
So, yes and no, but they were up a lot in games, and that's why he didn't throw in the second half.
Yeah, they were, but going into the game, you're looking at the stat line, he wasn't throwing it more than like 15, 16 times
a
game.
But those 15 passes, they were up 27-3.
Yeah,
they
because
dominated.
That defense was playing well, you were trying to establish some things. It evolves and it changes, and quarterbacks have to adjust. This is eerily similar to me to when Patrick Mahomes went through that year where all the storylines were, has the NFL figured out Patrick Mahomes? He's not the guy that he used to be. And you have to handle that adversity, and you have to be a better quarterback on the other side. You got to come through all of that.
I mean, to your analogy there, that's a good analogy. We're on Monday, if Jalen throws a pick or two this coming Sunday, that's going to be the story Monday.
Oh no, it's
first gonna, take.
Listen.
I mean that it's definitely there. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. Is Jalen Hurts getting better? Jason Kelce said it this morning. Hugh believes it. I was just taken aback when Jason said that. Not that I think Jalen's playing poorly. I just that I hadn't thought of it like that because I don't think he's getting better. I think he's playing okay, but he needs to be better in my mind for this team to win a Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Rhea will join us in Studio 11. More from Jason Kelce.
The offense progressing. I talked to Jalen earlier this week, and he feels like you guys are making great strides. What can you be?
Yeah, I mean, we got to keep going. There's a lot of stuff we got to clean up. You know, we turned the ball over way too many times in the first three games. We need to clean that up. Foster, good job, baby. And, you know, that's one thing. We got to focus on the details. We can't hurt ourselves, and we got to stay ahead of the sticks, because if we do, you know, we got a great running back and great receivers. We just got to make sure we can play ahead of the sticks to continue putting up more points than we did today.
The voice of Dallas Goedert on the field after the game saying the truth. They got a lot of good players. They got to stop turning the football over. Welcome back. Midday Show. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 11, Rhea Hughes. We'll get to some Philly stuff as they win last night. They do clinch the bye. Now we find out if they get the one seed and do they go for the one or maybe a different path in the postseason. We'll get to all that coming up. Let's go back to the phone lines here as we discuss whether or not Jalen Hurts is getting better at his stage of the season. Derek is up next on WIP. What's up, Derek?
What's up, fellas? Last time I called, I was just boarding the plane when y'all put me on the phone, man. I was leaving the game down there.
I know. It was hard to hear. Uh-oh. Also, you ripped me for getting blown out in fantasy. Was close. Because that's Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels got me like 28 points. All right, what are you thinking today, Derek?
I was like, ooh. So anyway, listen, I want to make two quick points. Well, the Jalen Hurts' interceptions, right? I hear people say this a lot. They say, like, he got to throw his receivers open, right? So I feel like, what does that mean? On some of his interceptions, he was throwing the receiver open. And I think Devontae Smith, man, he got to toughen up a little bit. And now that he got banged up like he did last game, that's even going to set him back a little bit further. But if he fights for the ball sometime, man, that can cut some turnovers down too, because those throws that he's trying to make now are the throws that he should have been making earlier in his career, but he probably didn't have the confidence to make those throws. You understand what I'm saying? He's getting more comfortable. He's seeing the field a little bit better. And, you know, sometimes your receivers got to help you out a little bit. You know what I mean?
So Sirianni actually alluded to that. The pick against the Falcons at the end of the game, he kind of said Devontae. I think the wording he used was bumped off his route a little bit. I mean,
exactly. I watched it a lot,
yeah,
bro.
I mean, I think you're right. And then here's the reality. He's a really good receiver, but he's like 165 pounds. Yes, I mean, this is going to happen.
Yeah, you remember when we were talking, I said if AJ's in that game, he makes that play.
Yeah.
I got one more point that really, really worries me, though, because I was calling on Monday. Like, if Sirianni is going to be able to just come in there and just say, we're going for it on fourth down, and this is what we're running, bro, I'm 50 years old, right? Watching them go for it on fourth and whatever it was with 14 seconds left before the half, that had to be one of the worst calls I've ever. That was like a call you wouldn't even make in Madden.
It was. Yeah, it was a Madden call.
What was the goal out of that, though, right? Even if you get the first down, you're spiking the ball to try to have him run one more play before getting a three. Like, what's his name? Elliott? He was sitting next to me in the stands, bro.
Well, Derek, I mean, here's the bottom line. You're right. They did have a timeout, but they would have called the timeout.
But not a timeout.
No, I think they had one more. But your point still stands. They would have had one shot at the end zone. Derek, we appreciate it. And that's it. It was a ridiculous call. I mean,
I don't even think people in Madden that play Madden, as Renegade and Maverick as they are in Madden, would have done that.
When
I don't
you're
think
more aggressive than the Madden players, you've gone a little bit too far. Ron is up next on WIP. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up, like, here's the point with Jalen. We're going to see what he's going to do this week. The problem that I have with Jalen is he has the top two, definitely the top three of weapons. One of the best running backs, two of the greatest receivers, a great tight end. He has, and the best line. You have the best, and not all great quarterbacks had that and still won. Look at Mahomes. He's just magic. That's, if you want to use a litmus test, you use them to the greats. And here's the question I want to ask you. Can he win the game? Like, great quarterbacks can win games. And I'm not just talking, you know, regular games. I'm talking Super Bowls. I mean, yes, he almost got us to another Super Bowl against
Mahomes. No, he got you to another Super Bowl.
We got
to
one.
Almost won.
Yeah, he got
almost
us
won
there. But the problem is, he made mistakes in that game, too. Yeah, he was great at the tail end. Everybody looks at that part, but he also turned balls over.
Well, the
there.
Fumble. Yeah, the fumble. Ron, I'll say it this way to answer your question. The way he's played since the start of last year, I don't believe I'm watching a quarterback that can win the Super Bowl. Now, like, he's capable, but just based on his play since the start of last year, I don't believe he would right now do it. 2 years ago, I thought he could, and he almost did. But, no, I think he's fallen off of that.
Yeah, and I don't think that's what I want. Philly fans want a quarterback that could take that team and be a Mahomes and win us the game when we need that. Because there are games that he's going to have to win it himself, okay? I don't have confidence in him to do that. Now, if I had Mahomes, if I had Brady, they could do that.
Wait a minute, hold up. So he hasn't won games? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not that game.
You mean the Super Bowl? But he's been clutching games though. He's been and to be fair, he's only been to one Super Bowl, like so far in his career.
Right, yeah,
I mean, you're comparing him to two guys who've been to multiple Super Bowls though. I don't.
But isn't the objective to you have to beat Mahomes like that? The league has changed to where, and Ron, we appreciate it. You know, Brock Purdy was good last year, but he wasn't quite as good as Mahomes in the Super Bowl. So I think that's his point. Like, we need him to the level that if we go up against Mahomes in the Super Bowl, he could beat him.
But I think that, like, when we talk about Jalen, and we know, and even sometimes I do it, but I only do it in small sampling sizes, but when you try to compare him to guys who've been to the mountaintop multiple times and have won those, I don't really think that's a fair comparison. I think you need to compare him to his contemporaries, like Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen at this point, guys like that. I would even throw Joe Burrow.
Sure, of course.
In that situation.
I think that's fair, yeah.
You know, and even Joe Burrow is having growing pains. Like, it's just weird how he works at that quarterback position. Because think about Joe Burrow for a minute. He came into the league and he set it on his ear in his first couple of years. It was so good that he went to the Super Bowl early in his career.
Almost won it.
Yes, and now he's looked like he's regressed.
I think he's playing well. That team is 0-3.
Yeah, but you know, when you look at the team, it's a reflection of the quarterback. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, Jalen to me is in that kind of like cul-de-sac with those guys. because Josh Allen now, just now this year, early sample, is reaping the benefits of a new offensive coordinator and just probably just being feeling for the first time in a long time just comfortable.
Yeah, well, and he looks like he's playing great football. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Is Jalen Hurts getting better? It's simple, but it's actually kind of complicated at the same time. Where do you come down on this? Is Hurts getting better? Well, talk to Rhea. She'll be in studio with us. Rhea Hughes next. And around 11:30, the best of Jason Kelce on the morning show today. What he said about Nick Sirianni, really interesting. His perspective on Sirianni, the decision-making from a guy who was with him and now a guy who's watching him from afar. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.